Hannah. Other than the wave of blue mountains in the distance, I'm disheartened to see that Vermont isn't much different from where I live in Eden Lake, Minnesota. The same small towns cling to the sides of the same state highways, with the same abandoned gas stations and part-empty strip malls. The same lonely white churches sit in the same overgrown parking lots. They're peeling paint visible from the road as I speed past in the back of a black SUV. The driver had been there to meet me at the airport in Burlington, just like the Bake Week coordinators had said he would, holding a printed place card with my name, Hannah Severson. I had expected a bit more fanfare, to be honest. Not that I'd thought that Betsy Martin would come fetch me herself, but maybe there'd be someone else there with the driver. A producer or an assistant, someone to welcome me and talk to me on the journey. The driver silently huffed my bags onto a trolley and walked out to the parking lot. I could only assume I was to follow him. "Ride's just over 2 hours," he'd said, opening the back door and handing me a small bottle of water. The soft hum of the air conditioner is the only sound as we drive through the rural landscape. Each town we pass smaller and emptier than the last. I try to shake off this initial disappointment. Bake Week is merely a stepping stone to my future, not the entire thing, I try to remind myself. I have far more glamour in store for me. After all, I'm only 21. That's still very young. Only the second youngest contestant ever to compete on Bake Week. And besides, there's nothing like Grafton Manor in Eden Lake. It will be all in my grasp in less than 2 hours. "Just have fun," Ben had told me this morning when he dropped me off at the airport. As I leaned over to kiss him goodbye, his hound, Frank, poked his head in between our seats and licked my chin. I'd petted him and laughed, mentally reminding myself to touch up my makeup later. "I promise," I'd said, and put on my most cheerful face, the one I know Ben likes, the one everybody likes. But secretly, I'd thought, "You don't understand what this means to me. Fun is just fleeting, a momentary pleasure. It comes in on a cloud and evaporates before you can even recognize it for what it is. Success is different. It is something you can hold on to. Something you can count on that goes with you everywhere, like a designer handbag. Being on Bake Week is everything to me. It is my chance, maybe my only chance, to do something important with my life, something better and bigger than just working at Polly's Diner." My coworkers threw a party before I left. Brian, Lucille, and Sarah organized it. They'd put up crepe paper streamers and pushed all the tables to one side for dancing and invited everyone I knew from town. Polly even closed the whole restaurant early, and everyone came out to drink boxed wine and eat slices of pie from the refrigerated Lazy Susan. "I just knew Hannah's pies were something special, didn't I?" Polly said that night to anyone who would listen, trying to steal some credit. From the moment I got the call I was accepted, everything changed. They all wanted to be around me now that they knew I was going to be on Bake Week. I feel guilty knowing that if I do everything just right, I will never serve a slice of pie to anyone at the diner ever again. It's not that I hate working at Polly's, but I mean, who wouldn't want Bake Week to help make them a career? I've seen the massive Instagram following the past winners have, the successful YouTube channels, the cookbook, and the endorsement deals they've scored. One winner even has her own line of cookware, pots and pans with her name embossed in gold cursive along the handle, sold in stores all around the country and on QVC. Bake Week changed their lives. It's not wrong that I want it to change mine, too. The SUV finally pulls off the main highway and onto a narrow road flanked by a dark pine forest. I try to calm my nerves. I take a deep breath, telling myself to get a grip. I would hate to show up looking frazzled, but I'm so excited I can hardly handle it. More excited than when I graduated from high school. The first one in my family to walk that stage in June and not later with a GED. And more excited than I was before my first date with Ben. Bake Week can take me farther in life than school or Ben ever could. As long as I don't mess it up. I can't bear to think of myself as one of those contestants who leave in the first couple days, only to be forgotten quickly. Their fame snuffed out before their social media accounts even have the time to be verified. I look down at my hands. I've tried so hard not to with the filming coming up and all. But on the ride from the airport, I've ripped my cuticles to shreds with my teeth. I hope I remembered to pack a nail file in my bag. I take a small compact out of my purse and look myself over in the mirror, checking that my bangs are hanging just right. The makeup I put on during the flight over hasn't budged, but I top up my lipstick with a fresh coat of gloss anyway. The SUV comes around a bend and out of the woods. As we pass through a tall stone gate, Grafton Manor comes into view. I look up at it through the car window, my jaw hanging open. Even though I've seen it on TV a million times, I feel my chest seize up. It is even more impressive in person. The pale gray stone with all those giant windows and chimneys. It looks like something out of Harry Potter. We come to a stop in front of the main entrance. It's the staircase with the two lions, the one they always show Betsy next to in the beginning scenes of Bake Week. Now, a slim brunette woman stands on the top step holding a clipboard. It's hard to believe I'm actually here at Grafton Manor and not hallucinating. After all that practicing, so many years of my life devoted to cakes and pies and tarts, so much time spent on fondants, and days upon days of piping icing onto sheets of torn cardboard until every line, every green frosted petal and sugary pink rosebud is just perfect. It's all actually paid off. Hannah Severson of Eden Lake, Minnesota, is a contestant on Bake Week. I get out of the SUV and have to crane my neck all the way back to see where the roof meets the sky. The driver pulls my suitcases from the trunk. I've never seen such a big place. It reminds me of my high school French class when I learned about Versailles. I have the impulse to twirl around on the front drive and do cartwheels, but I remind myself to stay calm. I don't want to look like a child. Little kids don't win Bake Week. And winning is what I am here to do. I wince as the driver drops one of my bags onto the gravel drive. All my makeup is in there. I can't have it shattering. There are no Sephoras around here, and I need everything to be perfect. I need to be perfect. I gather my belongings and try to stand up extra straight. I walk as confidently as I can toward the woman on the stairs, fighting back the feeling that I don't deserve any of this. There is no room for dumb errors now. Mom always says there's only one chance to make a first impression, and I am not going to mess mine up.